Hello, welcome to Divine Manifesting. This is Rebecca Grotto, and my partner in crime, Christy Whitman, is caught up in New Orleans. So you will be with me today, and I welcome you to the show. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about manifesting all that you desire, and that's such a topic that is just so near and dear to my heart. I love the concept of abundance and manifesting anything that we want in our lives that it is possible. And last week we were talking about the law of sufficiency and abundance. And that law tells us that spiritually and energetically speaking, we live in a universe where there's an unlimited supply of good. There's enough for everyone to thrive and there will always be enough. And this universal law reminds us that we're eternal beings experiencing life on this earth in physical form, and that well-being and abundance are our birthright and the basis of our universe. Now, that's a beautiful concept, but how many of us really believe this, and how many of us are really living our lives fully satisfied? The show today is about really getting us to examine, are we enjoying our lives every moment? And if not, we can completely learn how to embrace our lives with our life's passion and purpose and really start to live in that realm of abundance. So I'm so glad you're here today, and I want to start by defining what abundance means to us. To live in abundance is to know that we can manifest all that we desire. But it really comes down to clarifying and identifying what it is that we truly want. Sometimes I think all of you know that life can get so cluttered, both emotionally and physically, and we just don't have the time to come up for air and see what it is that we want. So let's really talk today about bringing clarity to our wants and desires and learning the steps necessary so that we can claim them. I know that for some people, and I can think for many people, we define abundance as having material wealth, that overflowing bank account or oodles of toys, nice cars, big houses, expensive jewelry, and let's face it, that's just fun. But I know for myself, when I've really gotten, kind of down and dirty with what it is to be completely abundant, for me, those things really just don't matter as much. Abundance for me is measured in more than money and possessions. It's a life in which I'm free to do what I want, when I want, no restrictions, deadlines, schedules. And I know that sounds really good, but is it possible? And I think the truth that you need to know is that when you're living in that realm of unlimited potential, anything is possible. So can I live a life without deadlines and schedules and where I'm not accountable to too many? Of course, you can create whatever you want. For me, there's just nothing more appealing than waking up and knowing that the day is mine to create exactly as I choose. If I want to stay snuggled up in bed, I can just, ignore the alarm clock, get a good book and a hot cup of coffee, and I can stay in bed as long as I want. Or if I want to throw on some hiking clothes, I can just go hike around the hills with my little dog, Joey. That's just, to me, the purest definition of abundance, is really being able to live my life as I choose. And so, I think that this came about for me years ago as I was really just starting to embark on my spiritual practices and my spiritual path. I started to ask myself a question that really turned my life around, really made some huge changes in my life. And that question was this: if I had a year to live, and if I only had a year to live, how would I be living my life? What choices would I make that were different? What would I be doing different? What would I be letting go of in my life? And what would I be embracing more? And then I started playing with that question. I started asking myself, well, if you only had this season to live, this fall, or this was your last summer, this was your last winter, how would you make it the best winter, summer, spring possible? And then I started, moving that down to, if this were your last month, if this were your last week, if this were your last day, If this were, if you knew that this was the only day you had left, how would you live it differently? And that question, for me, really began to change, you know, my mindset, and my whole paradigm started to change and shift, because I realized that a lot of the things that I was doing in my life were very irrelevant. And some were necessary, like, yeah, there's the to-do list, there's, you know, laundry and dishes that need to be done, but they started to take a back seat to the things that were really important. And it's like, as cream rises to the surface, my deeper priorities, my deeper wants and desires started to come to the surface when I was not cluttered with all the things that had to be done, grocery shopping and, you know, working and achieving and accomplishing. And what really started to come to the forefront of my mind was this concept of freedom. I just wanted more time. I wanted to hang out with my kids. I wanted more quality time to just be with them and not necessarily plan the huge extravagant vacations, but really just be. And so as the law of attraction works, even back, you know, 20 years ago when I didn't know this thing called the law of attraction, but it really was working in my life when I became very clear about what I wanted and I started to sort of vibrate, attune my energy to that vibration, I started to manifest more freedom in my life. Now, let me tell you, I've always been a bit of a free spirit. I've realized the other day, I was talking with a girlfriend, and I realized for the first time that I have never worked a 9-to-5 job in my life. And I've always just been self-employed. I've, you know, had various jobs here and there and always worked, but never really had a tight schedule or, you know, okay, you can just say I don't have a strong work ethic, but I do get the job done. Anyways, I've always been a bit of a free spirit and had a lot of room in my life. But what I was desiring more was even more freedom, even more quality time to spend with my children. And so because the law of attraction is so powerful in our lives, don't you know that my son, who was in fourth grade at the time, I had just gotten my daughter into kindergarten, came up to me and said, I think I want to be homeschooled. And so my immediate response was, absolutely not. That is so not going to happen in this lifetime. You know, I'm no fool. I just got my daughter into kindergarten and was experienced a little bit of freedom, and my whole desire was to move towards more freedom. So this was absolutely not going to happen. But I just adore my son. He's the most gentle spirit you will ever find, a very sweet soul, and he knows how to work me so well. So my darling son was subtle but persistent in his desire. And throughout the rest of the school year, he kept working me and planting those seeds. And don't you know, by fall, he was homeschooled. And what that brought into my life was not moving me away from freedom. What I realized was, even though I still had one child, doing the schedules and the routines of school and all that that entailed, he actually opened up the realm of possibility for us, and we became so free in our lives. I didn't have to get him to school at a certain time. There was no picking him up. There was no dealing with all the stuff that goes along with having the kids in school. What I found was I just felt incredibly free. There were so many times that we, you know, because my schedule is so flexible and now his schedule is wide open, we would just take long walks and we would just, you know, exploring our little neighborhood and our community and having all these little adventures in our lives and, you know, finding ourselves giggling at a yogurt shop in the afternoon because everybody else was in school or they were working and here we were just totally enjoying our lives. And I started to say, you know, I really like this feeling. And if I can create this, can I even create bigger? What happens if I start manifesting or coming up with fantasizing ideas of making this feeling of having complete control of my life and complete freedom in my life? What if I expand that? And so what came from that is this absolutely wacky idea that I should get both kids, get an RV, and not just travel my little neighborhood or my state of California, or state of insanity, whichever you want to look at, whichever way you want to look at it. And trust me, a lot of people do. But actually to travel the United States. So off we went. A year later, we had our RV, and we were ready to embark on a three-year journey of homeschooling both children and traveling throughout the United States and being completely free in our lives. And I got to tell you, you know, my point of telling you this story is that it's to impress upon you that anything is possible, because I'm not an heiress and my last name is not Hilton. And, you know, and I had just become a single mom and I had a mortgage payment and I had responsibilities and a private practice. Really, you know, the reality of it was to travel was not conceivable. I mean, this just was not something that on the outside looked like it could happen. But because I stayed really attuned to the feeling of, I want more freedom. I want to be able to have more flexibility and more time to enjoy my life. If I only had a year to live, this is what I would want to be doing. And because I stayed attuned to that goal and that mock-up, it really did come true. And sometimes I have to really ask myself, how did I make that happen? Really, how did that come about? Now, I give a lot of credit to a very supportive ex-husband. He has been nothing but incredibly supportive of all my wacky ideas. And you know, there is a part of me that thinks, wow, was he really just wanting the best for his kids, this great education, or was he just trying to get us out of town? I'm not sure, and I'm thinking it's the latter, but the truth is you just never know. Maybe he was supporting us because that was just a good out. But the point is, it did really turn out to be the greatest adventure of our lives. And I'm in the process of writing a book on all that we learned, all the adventures, all the adversities, and the many, many, many life lessons that we gained through being free and taking this incredible risk in our lives. But what I found, too, on this road trip was every day that I woke up, I was able to say, what do I want to do today? I mean, what do we want to do today? And there were many days that we felt like just going into a bookstore and hanging out, or many days we're out taking incredible adventures through national parks and Everglades and wherever. But it was a really, it's such a great feeling to know that this is my life. And I get to direct this life in any way I want. I get to take creative control of that life. And it's not easy, because I think so many of us get so sort of seeped into what society wants for us and what society tells us to do and what people around us expect for us. And I will tell you, you know, when I first started to mention my ideas of this road trip to people, they were not supportive. I mean, family and friends literally told me I was being selfish and irresponsible and just downright crazy. It's like, you know, you're much of a lunatic as you know, we all think of you in this, like, pretty flighty way, but this is just even beyond you. And had I listened and had I allowed these thoughts to hold me down or slow me down, I would have never been able to create or to allow myself to receive such an amazing gift. And my children would have lost out on that, too. So I think that manifesting all that we desire and bringing in unbelievable abundance begins with starting to open to the concept that anything is possible. If I can manifest a road trip out of nothing, truly nothing, and nothing but limitations, if I could manifest 3 years worth of freedom, then anybody can do anything. And, you know, so for me, truly, the definition of abundance is feeling that anything is possible and there is unlimited potential. And I love to look towards children because I think they truly live in that realm. I mean, they can be anything they want to be. A kid, you know, when they're little, they think they can be an astronaut and a cowboy on the weekends and then a fireman on Wednesday, and they can be anything they want to be, and they truly believe that until I think the adult world starts coming in and saying, no, that's not going to work for you. But when they're little, they're just so inspiring to watch because they really believe they can have anything. It's not in their realm of thinking to think that it's not possible for them. And so I don't know what happens to us as adults, that we start to grow up and we lose that realm of, I can have this. Really? I can have this. Sure. If I take the action steps and I do what I need to do, it's possible for me too. I think instead we start to really allow that part of our minds. It's almost like we let that part of our minds go into overtime training that says, oh, no, you know, no, that's not for you. You can't have that. That won't work for you. And then we start really getting lost in that. We get locked into our routines. You know, we all do the same thing. We get locked into what's expected of us, and we forget to dream. And that's so sad for me. I hear so many of my clients come to me with, you know, just so many things going on, depression and anxiety, and, you know, it just saddens me so much to think of all the people who have lost sight of their personal dreams and relinquish their lives to sort of the mundane, you know, and I think it really is because we've forgotten that we are limitless beings and that we live in this abundant universe where we can create truly whatever we desire. And the bigger we think and the more that we believe that we can have it is to the extent that we will see it in our lives. Here we were on our road trip, and you know, it just feels like we were experiencing so much freedom. And that's not to say that it was all just a piece of cake. I mean, there was a tremendous adversity. And, you know, I always say to people, you know, I was living in a 24-foot RV with two kids and a dog, and not once did I ever get maid service or find that chocolate on my pillow. It wasn't always that easy, but what I remember from that road trip was the freedom and the feelings of just adventure far surpassed any of the hardships. You know, there was no dishwasher, there was no amenities, you know, on that little 24-foot RV, but what there was just a whole lot of laughter and closeness and all the feelings that I was going for a few years back, that feeling of I want to hang with my kids, I just want tremendous closeness. So, you know, I think today what I would encourage the listeners to do is really ask yourself, if you were to get more into that state of mind like a child, and you really started to think, I can have, if I could have anything I wanted, and if I only had 1 year to live, so I'd better make it now, what is it that I truly want? And something that I hear, you know, clients ask, or something that I witness in many of my clients is, you know, they postpone so much of their happiness for the future. When I retire, I know exactly what I want to be doing when I retire, or, you know, those 2 weeks in my summer vacation, or once the kids go off to college, or once the kids even get into school. You know, we really are such masters at postponing our happiness. But I think what that does from an energetic perspective is it keeps our mock-ups 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 20 years ahead of us. And so what we're basically saying is, I want this, but I'm casting it 10 years out there. And we keep casting it far ahead of us, and we're not living it in this moment. And then we come to forget what it is that we actually want in this moment. You know, I know what I want when I retire. I know what I want when the kids go off to college. But I've just sort of lost track of all that I want and desire in this moment. What do I want for this year? What do I want for this season? And we tend to not think in that way. And so I think it's just really important for us to look at updating our wants and desires and starting with those two questions of, if I only had a year to live, if I only have this week, that question alone helps us start to bring in more clarity. And then the next one is, if I could have anything that I desired, if I weren't limiting myself with, I would love to do this, but that's not possible for me. You know, if we stopped that part of our thinking and started to ignite that the other realm of possibility and potential, I think we start to get clarity in our lives. You know, we start to think, wow, I think I want to go on a road trip. Because I'll tell you, I didn't start out thinking 2 years before my road trip, you know what I really want to do? I want an RV and I want to travel the United States. That never entered my thinking. And the reason it never entered my thinking is because I never allowed it to. I never thought it was possible. It wasn't until my son, who tends to be more in that realm of anything is possible, brought into my life, let's be free, let me be homeschooled. And once I started to live in that realm a little bit, that I began to open up to something even greater, which was, wow, if I can do this, maybe I really can have. And even when I started dreaming about it and talking about it with my son, really, truly, a couple years before we even manifested it, it was just a fantasy. I mean, it really felt like, okay, I'm just BSing with him. Yeah, that could never happen because I have a full private practice. That can never happen because it costs money to be on the road, and, you know, how would I pay my mortgage? But I never said those things to him while we were taking our long walks. I just let myself get lost in sort of childish fantasies, like, wow, that would be really fun. Where would we go first? And where, you know, what would we do? Just think about how free we'd be all day long. We could eat whenever we wanted to eat, go wherever we wanted to. And I remember long walks with him, and he kept bringing me back to, let's talk about when we go on the road. And in my mind, it was, yeah, right. But he really held it as a possibility. So, you know, what I'm saying is that initially, it's hard to let our minds go to something that is so grand and so, you know, and I'm sure you're all thinking of even bigger dreams. Mine ended with a road trip. But, you know, you're all thinking probably huge thoughts out there, and that's wonderful because they will come in as you start to just let yourself be in that almost childlike space of what if? Why not? Why not me? I don't know how, and that is a mantra I used a lot when I really started to get excited about my road trip. I kept saying, I don't know how. It really is not logical or realistic, but I want it. I believe I can have it. And so it was fun to create that. And it was also really such a learning experience to watch my limited thinking come in and to learn to tame those thoughts. And then once we actually bought the RV and we're starting to really create that, to listen to the limited thoughts that all the people around me had. That was such an interesting thing, to watch everybody else's fear-based thoughts and limited thinking. And boy, they quickly had a list of all the things that were going to go wrong, from the engine was going to drop in the middle of the freeway to I was going to get a blowout and kill all of us to stranger attacks and, you know, I should be carrying assault weapons on me as a single mom with two kids and what if you get lost and what if. They had a laundry list of all the things that were going to go wrong. Rarely did I hear people come up to me and go, wow, think of the possibilities. They were all telling me all the ways it could go wrong. So what was very interesting for me is to watch not only my own process and having to deal with my own limited thinking, and trust me, the hysteria in my own head telling me all the things that could go wrong, but to watch how we are so programmed to limit ourselves. Stay home. Don't leave your house. Don't venture out. Don't enjoy your life. Don't really get out there because You know, there are terrorists. There are bad people out there. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this before on the show, but the main reason that I really, truly wanted to do this road trip with my kids is I didn't want them to think that there were bad people in the world. I really wanted them to believe that the majority of people are good, because I didn't want them to then attract persecutors. I didn't want them to be living their lives from a victim space. So I really thought, you know, I do want you to, yeah, you still need to lock your doors, you still need to take care of yourself, but I really want you to see that other people are really not ill-minded. You know, strangers can really be nice people, and in fact, that's what we found on our 3 years on the road and all the problems we had. We had, you know, flat tires, and we had a break-in, and then we lost our differential in Alabama. I mean, we had our share of problems, but what I found was there was always a stranger with a heart of gold there to help us. And that's what they learned, is 99% of the people in this world really are truly good-minded, good-spirited. So I hope that helps them in their life attract to them good-spirited people who are supportive and helpful. You know, one of my favorite expressions comes from Wayne Dyer. And what Wayne says is, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. And that's what we're talking about today, is as you begin to change the way that you look at your world and you allow your world to expand, your world begins to change around you. And when you change what is possible in your mind, when you expand what is possible, your world quickly becomes probable. Those things that you ask for become possibilities, probabilities. So that's just fun. I mean, it's not a hard thing to do. It's not something that takes a lot of work. I think it's just fun. It's becoming like a child and thinking, what's possible for me today? What can I create? And it does take practice. And I think the practice is releasing the energy that limits. Really monitoring our thoughts that limit us and say, not for you. You know, when I work with my clients, and I'm actually, you know, I'm going to put this out, I'm actually doing a 6-week class in the fall on getting all that we desire. You know, what are we waiting for? This is your life. Start it now. And that's easier. I mean, it sounds great in concept, but I think the key to really getting what you desire is the accountability, is having, you know, the practice and the class behind you and the people around you supporting you in doing this work. But what I really have found with some of my clients is that they will come to me and they'll say, you know, sure, your adventure sounds great, and you know, yeah, you really are a model of what is possible. But my situation's different. Let me tell you why I can't, you know, I couldn't make something like that happen. Yeah, I totally see that you did it, and you know, that was well and good for you. But see, my kids are in school, or my ex-husband isn't as supportive as yours, or, you know, I couldn't possibly leave my practice and my job right now. Or, you know, they have their list of things in their mind that they're telling themselves. And my response to them is, as long as you are owning those beliefs as your truth, you're right. You're not going to be able to make your dreams come true. You know, their limiting thoughts tell them what they can't have and what'll never happen, and how they don't have enough money or not enough time, or, you know, I'm too old to do that, or I'm not old enough, or I'm in school right now, or I can't leave my work behind, or my kids are in college. They have all the reasons, and the truth is, we have all our reasons why we can't do what we really desire. But I'm here to tell you today, if you choose to allow your mind, that part of your mind, to show you all the problems, that's exactly where you're going to stay. But there's another part of your mind, there's another part that's connected to your soul, your spirit, that is going to show you all of the possibilities. So it's problems or possibilities. Which one to choose? And I think that where we are right now as a humanity, as a human race, I think we're really starting to grow up and take responsibility for the fact that we get to choose where we want to be in any moment. Problems and all the things that can go wrong and all the reasons why we can't have, or possibilities and all that is, all the potential that just awaits us and all that we can create in our lives. That's just on an individual level. Imagine where we can go as a humanity. Problems, well, there's terrorists, and we can't really get anywhere, you know, with the Middle East being as it is, and, oh, don't even get me started on global warming. These are all the problems. But what about the possibilities? What about if we all shift consciousness and move into the possibilities? So I think practicing this on an individual level and creating all of our little miracles that we create in our individual lives is well and good, but just imagine where we go when we all start shifting this consciousness. It's, you know, I know the callers on this program are attuned to that. They get what I'm saying. And so you know what is possible when we all start shifting our consciousness and not and taking responsibility and not allowing our smaller mind to take over. You know, I talk with clients often about our smaller mind being that part of us that's skeptical, you know, and our skeptical mind, let's face it, it does serve a purpose. It teaches us to be careful, don't fall for scams. You know, if we didn't have our skeptical mind, we'd probably have drawers full of Ginsu knives and leaf blowers and all the stuff they're selling on television. And, you know, if it weren't for that part of us that goes, I don't know about that. I mean, that's a necessary part of our minds, and it does protect. But I think for most of us, our skeptical mind prevents us from venturing out and actually starts to sabotage potentiality, unlimited potential. The skeptical part of our mind says, yeah, that's well and good, but not for me. I can't have it. Or, no, I could never do that because harm could come to me. Well, so then I guess I have to ask, are you really, really living your life at that point? Are you living your dreams like you had as a child? Or are you now pretty seeped in the adult mind of, well, this is it. This is just as good as it gets for me? And, you know, I can honestly tell you that I experienced that. Before embarking on my road trip, I was just, you know, even though I'd been on my spiritual path for a while, I was just a typical single mom juggling my psychotherapy practice and keeping up with school schedules and play dates. We had our fair share of Taekwondo classes and ballet lessons. And, you know, as much as I adored the kids and I cherished my time with them, the truth is that I was starting to feel bogged down in my routine and that constant demand on my time. And there was a little small voice in me, thank God, that was awake enough that kept asking, is this it? Is this it? Are you sure you know what you're doing here? Is this as good as it gets? Is this as good as you're going to allow it to get? Or are you going to shift gears into something much bigger? In my moments of clarity, I could truly see that myself at the, you know, helm of the wheel, I was letting my family fall asleep, and we were missing out on that great adventure called our lives. And that wasn't where I started out. I mean, I really had great promises for my children and myself and my life. But I could see that we were just, you know, succumbing to the kind of that hypnotic trance of going through the motions in suburbia. You know, the kids went off to school all day. They came home, did their homework, went to their lessons and sports practices, ate dinner, and went to sleep. You know, the weekends were really not that different from one another. There was lawn mowing, and we all know that Costco warehouse shopping. Everybody does it on the weekends, and more sports events. And there I was, you know, proud parent of an honor student slapped to the bumper of my SUV driving with all the other moms, and something in me kept saying, wake up, Rebecca, wake up. Is this what you want? And, you know, I really wanted more for my life, and not just in the form of stuff to do or things to get. I wanted to know that by the time I left this life, that I felt like, wow, I had the time of my life. That was great fun. Can't wait to do it again. So, again, you know, it just saddens me to think of maybe callers on this show or so many of my clients who have lost sight of their personal dreams and who are looking for, maybe there's that little voice in their head that's saying, wake up, wake up. This is your life, and you can create whatever you desire. You know, I work with so many people who are withdrawn and depressed and anxious and unfulfilled and empty, and they just don't know why, what happened to me. You know, and it scares me to think how dangerously close I came to missing out on the adventure of my life. So, you know, I know that the notion of hitting the wide open road may sound far-fetched and crazy and even irresponsible. It was really, truly the most liberating decision I ever made. And I feel like it, in that moment, and having started to think of my life in terms of this is my life, and if I only have a limited time to have this very precious, you know, thing called my life, and if I'm in charge of what I want to create in this life, then I better start taking charge. And, you know, I just didn't want my life to be, a mindless day-to-day existence. I really felt that I was capable of choosing so much more. So choosing to write a different script for my family wasn't easy, and life on the road came with its own set of challenges. But I just feel like it was one of the greatest adventures I've ever had, and I continue to use that in my life every day, to think of my life in terms of how I was on the road. It's, this is my life. What do I want to do today? How do I want to enjoy it? And immediately the things that I had planned and scheduled for right up top, get this done, get this done, get this done, those fall away, and what really come to the surface are, let's have fun. Let's make sure we schedule in some time to really have fun. You know, I can't begin to tell you how exciting life becomes when you take charge of it. When I was on the road, we woke up and we just saw every day as an amazing gift, and I've really, really tried to practice that every day in my life since the road trip. To wake up and to feel that each day is to be cherished and appreciated, not wasted in apathy and drudgery and to-do lists. You know, we try to greet each day with our arms wide open, ready to receive all the adventures that life has to offer, knowing that I'm creating more and more adventures. You know, to live my life free and full is such a blessing. And, you know, I really just hope that listeners today get a feel of what your life can be. That you are creating your life. You are the writers of your life script. You're writing what will happen in the next moment, in this moment. And in this moment, if you really get that you can change your destiny, you can shift from problems to potential, problems to possibilities, that you can really start to take a moment right now and go, wow, what do I want? Life just starts to become fun. Even with the adversities, and even in the midst of the adversities, life begins to be fun. So, you know, there's many things that we need to do. And I know, you know, oftentimes clients will ask, you know, again, those questions of, well, one of the common questions I get with people that I work with is, that sounds well and good. And I actually believed you, Rebecca, but I've tried manifesting, and it's just not working for me. You know, I'm attuning my mind. I'm believing that I can have this, and nothing. And so, you know, what I say to that is, I think that what is really important is to do the practice of releasing that which is getting in the way, and that's the purpose of Christy's six-week classes and my six-week classes or coaching and consultation. It's really important to find within yourself those thoughts and beliefs, really core beliefs, that are getting in your way, that are standing in the way of you grabbing and grasping and receiving all the wonders that you desire for yourself. Oftentimes, we mock up what we want, and we believe that we can have it, but there's something real deep in us that goes, There's something, a core belief, that ends up canceling out what we've desired, our intention. And so it's really important to go in there and to really ferret out what is blocking, what's getting in my way. You know, is it a limited thought? Is it a belief? Is it competition? Is it, there's so many things that can be standing in our way and preventing us from really bringing in with ease and effortlessness all that we desire. But the good news is that once we find those limiting beliefs, we can let them go. It just becomes a conscious decision to let them go. And so, you know, it's like, what's standing in my way? What stopped me from even dreaming big? And then once we get that, once we really start listening to the thoughts that say, well, yes, that's well and good for somebody else, but not you, then we can start turning those around and replacing them with much more prosperous thoughts. So I think in concept that sounds very, very easy. It's the practice that is, you know, where the effort comes in, where the work comes in. And the work doesn't have to be, you know, difficult or it can really be fun. I'm all about ease and effortlessness and really just having fun in your life. Even when you're working, you can have fun. So I don't want to make this sound like it's just, such a burden. It's not. It's really fun to find what's getting in my way and eradicating it and eliminating it so that I can just bring in so much more. And the other thing that I would say to listeners is to make sure that what you want, as you start to bring clarity into what you desire, make sure that it's in present time. Oftentimes, we're still operating on something that we wanted for ourselves when we turned 30 and 40 and 50 and 60. We mocked that up, 30 years ago. Or we're just going along with what we thought we wanted 20 years ago, so we set this course in motion. We set the course. And we've never altered it. You know, and so what is manifesting in our life? Exactly what we intended. The problem is we intended it 20 years ago. Boy, when I get married and I have kids, this is what it's going to look like. And then we set the course for that, but we never altered it. We never said in every day, maybe I want more, or maybe I want different. Or now that I'm here, I can really see that it could look different. When I set the course for my life with children and a family, I got what I wanted. You know, I got the house, a single-family home in suburbia, blah, blah. I mean, I realize now that on a very unconscious level, I got everything I wanted, two wonderful children. But had it not been for updating that mock-up, I would have never gotten this incredible adventure. It really took, you know, and I'm going to give a lot of credit to my son. It really took my son to say to me, you know, it could be different. And before that, it took my thoughts really saying, is this it? Don't you want more? You sure this is the way you want it? And so really updating what we want in present time is so important. We may have gotten everything we wanted. It may look different. But the truth is, in this moment, you can update it and create, what do I want now? Where I'm standing in this moment, how do I want it to be different? We can learn from the past, we can plan for our future, but we only have this moment to be creating, and that's that whole power of now, Eckhart Tolle. It's just so powerful to say, I don't have to get locked in everything that I've been in the past or everything that I've thought I needed to do for the future. Today, really, just today, what do I want to do different? How do I want to enjoy this beautiful summer day? I mean, really, listeners, it's summer. This is so great. Go out and have fun today. Sun's not going to set till later on. Just go enjoy yourself. Pick one thing that you never even realized you wanted to do and go out and do it. Have fun. You know, it's and let it be in the realm of possibility you hadn't thought of earlier today. I mean, think of something that you would have never thought of doing, minor or major, and go do it. Challenge yourself to do it, and then listen for what's getting in your way. Oh, you know, it'd be so much fun. I haven't gone to a ball game and had a hot dog and, you know, sat up in the bleachers way up there. That'd be so fun. Oh, yeah, but you know what? Tonight, that's not going to work. Don't let those limiting thoughts get in your way. Truly, make it happen. This is your life. Have fun now. So again, I get a lot of people asking me, how do I get there? How do I attune my mind to that realm of possibility? And I think that, again, you know, it really takes practice. And practice oftentimes takes accountability. So make it easier on yourself. Join a class, you know, get some coaching, get some consultation. We know that Weight Watchers and AA truly works. And they work because of the accountability factor. And so, you know, I think that for myself, I tend to be somebody who absolutely needs accountability. And if I want something to really change in my life, I really need to make sure that I have other people around me, a group, whatever, something around me that is making sure that I get it done because I'm accountable. I know in the last few years of my life, I've been really teaming up with Christy. And that has been such a great experience because I'm accountable to her. If I tell her I'm going to do something, I know that I have a phone call waiting for me in a couple days saying, so how did it go? How much did you get done? And if I, you know, we're writing a book together, it's almost finished, and it's almost finished because she's always there saying, you know, so did you get done what you said you were going to get done? And if it weren't for her and vice versa, we probably would have put it aside. So I think that I would encourage everybody to really look at the concept of practice. I think most people get the concept of the law of attraction. You imagine it. You believe that you can have it. And then you release anything that's getting in the way of you receiving it. We get those concepts. You know, we've all probably on this call seen The Secret, and it looks really easy, but there's a secret to the secret, and that secret is you have to release everything that's getting in the way before you can bring in that which you desire. And it's the releasing all of the limited thoughts that we've been talking about today that is really a practice. It's jumping into the realm of possibility and playing like a child and then really listening to the thoughts that say, no, can't make it to the ball game tonight. I think I need to mow the lawn. Yeah, I really do need to mow the lawn. So it's really catching those thoughts and replacing them with, no, I really want to have fun in my life. I truly want to just enjoy. If this were the last day I had to live, the lawn would not be that important. So action, action-oriented steps, so important. If we ever want to get the courage of our convictions, if we ever really want to get all that we desire, we have to have that that impetus, the courage to get beyond our limited thinking and move towards what we desire. You know, I can honestly say that, yes, you know, I did all the steps I needed to do, and I can see in retrospect, I did all the steps I needed to do in order to get my road trip. But I did have to take some action steps. I couldn't just sit back and, you know, expect it to come to me. I mean, there were things that I needed to do, like going out and checking out RVs and, you know, test driving them and clearing the way and making sure that my clients could do phone sessions. There was a lot of steps that I needed to take in order to make it happen. But it truly is possible, and if you stay in that realm of possibility, it really is wonderful. I heard it said once that the purpose of manifesting is to get what you want by actively making your dreams come true rather than passively waiting for somebody else to fulfill your dreams. And I think that is the key to manifesting. We have to actively practice catching our limiting thoughts and going out there and taking the action steps necessary. And in The Secret, they talk about that a lot, that you have to take action. You have to behave as if you're already preparing for this and you're ready to receive it. So I'm just hoping that today's call, I'm really truly hoping that today's call is inspiring people to think differently, to think of their lives differently, whether it's the next year of their life, the next month, the summer season, the upcoming week. Maybe it's just today, thinking about your day differently. I'm such a believer in attuning your thoughts, your mind, and your emotions to what it is that you desire. But first you have to have the clarity to know what it is that you desire. And I think what we've talked about today is gaining that clarity comes from starting to realize there is such a huge realm of potential and that you can have anything that you desire. It's yours for the asking. It is truly yours to embrace. But first you have to let go of that part of your mind that tells you, but not for you, or not for you now, or not ever for you because. And when you do let go of that part of your mind, just imagine what you could bring in. Just begin to imagine one, two, or maybe three things that you could begin to bring in. On my road trip, every day was filled with wonder. I can't begin to tell you how many incredible experiences we had. We've been to glaciers and temperate rainforests, majestic canyons and breathtaking coasts. We've been up close and personal with alligators in the Everglades and grizzly bears in Montana. We've enjoyed sugar shacks in Vermont and lobster shacks in Maine. We even made it to Mardi Gras in New Orleans and visited Native American reservations in New Mexico. We've just experienced so much, and we've enjoyed factory tours from crayons to, you name it, maple syrup factories. We've just enjoyed so much. We've toured all the state capitals from tiny Rhode Island to mighty Texas and, just got to see how Louisville Sluggers were made and just all sorts of things. And for me, I got to visit a lot of breweries. that was near and dear to my heart, to all the little microbreweries, to the big ones in Milwaukee. That was just fun. But every day was new and exciting and immensely abundant. Our prosperity came in opportunities and experiences and blessings and a deep connection to one another, because that's exactly what I asked for years before. More time to just be with the people I love, more time to experience my life and fully enjoy it. And what I practiced saying was at the end of each day, I would say, if this were my last day, I remember saying this on the road trip, if this were my last day, boy, was it ever a fun one. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't think it's necessary for everybody to trade in their lifestyle for an RV to reap life's blessings or embrace each day with enthusiasm. Most of you are probably going, whew, yeah, because that's just not going to happen, Rebecca. But, that was just my outlet. But what I am saying and what I'm hoping is that I'm encouraging you to, really shift into what is possible in your life and ask yourself, if you only had today left, if you knew that, if you only had that week, this week left, would your choices and priorities be different? And I'll tell you, building my fortune, cleaning the house, running errands just never tops my list anymore. Since being home, my deepest desire is truly to enjoy each moment as it comes and to connect deeply with those I love. And I hope also that I can inspire others to live very, very connected to their dreams and desires. My life on the road, you guys, has taught me that what matters most and what brings peace of mind has really very little to do with achieving, accomplishing, and acquiring. It's all about really just recognizing that your life is so, so very precious, and you need to just enjoy it in each and every moment. No matter where you are today and in what circumstances you are in, you can truly find the blessings. You know, I think it's all about finding your prosperity, enjoyment in the things that really matter. And knowing that what really matters is that realm of potential and possibility. And that's yours. It's yours. Each of you can grab that right now and begin to create from that. And you can just close the door to the realm of problems. And, you know, failure analysis and all the things that we do to, you know, figure out how to protect ourselves. Close that door and start to embrace all that is possible for your life. I know that we are probably winding down and coming to the end of the show. And it's been so much fun rambling. I hope that you have become just a bit inspired to go out today and go out this week, maybe this weekend, and really do something that you've just been putting off, that you've really wanted to do, or maybe you've just a little light bulb has gone off in your mind today and you've thought of something that you've really wanted to do and you've been postponing it. Even if you don't see the way to do it, to find your way to that in this moment, don't let go of that dream. Please don't let go of that dream. Let it begin to vibrate in your soul, and you may just be surprised. It may just come to you. So I thank you all for listening. This has just been really fun, and I look forward to speaking again next week. And please feel free to visit my website or Christie's. You can find me at www.RebeccaGrado.com or Christie Whitman, www.christywhitman.com, and you'll find many more resources on our websites. And I really just thank you for today and look forward to talking with you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Guadalupe River. thrill. Are we gonna make it or are we gonna spin? Hanging on tight, having no fears, 'cause you know my friends ain't gonna help me.
Save the beer!
All my cares floating away, sipping my beer on a beautiful day. Pretty ladies riding those tubes, men hollering out.
crumbling castle, while the pretty kingdom you built so falls down. Once you treated me like royalty, that doesn't mean anything now that you've stripped away the crown. Who was that little girl who gave in so quickly to the notion that a prince could make my life sound? And as I ride away into the west, my only regret is maybe should have built my own damn house. With you at my side, I cover my eyes, letting you leave into my life now. And you let me fall, maybe all my life. It's only your love and my lost identity. But she's coming up, and when she finally blooms, maybe she'll be somebody's more substantial fantasy.
Tung 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 t
overlying, where is it that I'm found? I didn't think I was. Question why? Because judgment's falling. Who is calling? The sacred heartbeat does.
Thank you. Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. I'm playing on Dubious Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Okay.
Hi, this is Christoph Goes on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside, because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Our nation's under siege.